This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, later on, they're promising to be good, there'll be no superglue involved, and all the soup will be used to keep hungry protesters fed. Extinction Rebellion are organising a huge four-day protest in London that they're calling the Big One. We'll hear from a local campaigner what it's about and why you might want to be involved. But first, nominations for the coveted Ember Eco Awards will soon be open for the second year. They're the brainchild of Lee Wood, owner of Ember Designs and tireless local environmental activist himself. Lee joined me on Zoom to explain how the awards work and how you can help find this year's eco heroes. Lee started by explaining why he initiated the awards in the first place.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me on the show again. There were so many amazing stories in the district that we'd like to highlight. And the idea was really just to sort of showcase the individuals and the initiatives behind them all.
Okay, as simple as that. That sounds absolutely great. And who do you hope to recognise with the awards? Is there any sort of particular kind of person that you're hoping you will be able to award this year?
Not so much. The awards are open to everybody. Everyone who has an interest in the local environment. When we launched the awards last year, the response was so overwhelming. It honestly was. And there was no doubt, but we had to sort of kick them off again for 2023. The one thing we have changed from last year is that we've created different categories. So for this year, we've got under 16s, which obviously appeals to the Cubs, Scouts, Guides, school eco groups, etc. Then we have the over 16s. And then finally, we've got the community group category, which relates to anything from faith groups to local charities or just even individuals who have come together and forged a really, really worthwhile team.
Okay, that sounds brilliant. So those three different areas this year. And when you say eco awards, I'm just wondering how far that spreads. Are we talking about, for instance, somebody who was a cycling advocate? Could they be considered? Or how about somebody who's worked to protect a particular green space? Or I don't know, perhaps even something like a doctor who's prescribed spending time in natural areas. How wide are you throwing the net here?
The scope is vast. The winners we had last year, we had, as you say, we had a mental health advocate who was sort of championing the cause with some of her patients to get outside and enjoy nature for the innocence that it provides. And then there were people who were providing rewilding schemes across the district. So there is no real sort of one area that we want to sort of focus on. The idea of eco is whatever anyone really wants to make it. It's just about making a difference for our local environment and our district and just putting back some good into the community, really.
Okay. So can you just explain to us how the awards work, what will be happening and at what time?
Okay, so we will be announcing the winners in the week of Sustfest, but the idea at the minute, we're going to do some build up over the social media just to sort of highlight the previous winners and the sort of areas where they've sort of been championing over the last year or so. We will be releasing the details of how you can nominate those over the next week or so, and then people will email in. So you can email once and you can nominate once, but you can nominate for each category. So if you've got a particular under 16 that you know is doing wonderful things along with the groups and over 16s, etc. So the thing is that I've collaborated in my mind just some amazing individuals. We've got Nadia Bashara, who's in charge of the Wild Earth Watch. She is one of my judges, along with my fellow trustee at Grow Community Sotwell, Kate Swindles, and along with myself, we're going to be looking over all of the nominations that have been emailed in over the course of the next month or so, and choosing the, I'm sure, the very worthy winners.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. So who do we email? Do you have an email address, or do you just want us to hang on and look out for the posts on social media that you say you'll be popping on there?
Yeah, we're just going to be finalising the details in the next week or so. As soon as they become live, we'll be sharing those across the platforms. And we're basically going to encourage everyone to get those nominations in and really make this the best Ember Eco Awards there are so far.
Okay, that sounds brilliant. So we just need to make sure that we're following you on Ember Designs across the social media platforms, and we'll get all the details so we can make sure that our eco heroes are recognised. And just a little bit about those awards themselves, because they are really quite special, aren't they?
They are. So I've been working with our friends at Heartwood Glass to produce a really bespoke design that really encompasses that feel of community. We've taken the climate bars and the temperature rise element from that, but we've made them all green. And from that initial core, there are sort of veins of life, if you want, which are representative of all the community groups and individuals that are working together to make the district a more environmentally friendly place to live.
That sounds really special. You're a fabulous designer, as we know from all the stuff you do around our community, Lee. And actually getting that with, the, as you say, the great local craftsman at Heartwood Glass. These are really things to be sought after. So we're going to be looking at following on social media and then getting our thinking caps on, thinking about those local eco heroes for consideration by the judges. And then in Susfest, you will be announcing the winners. And we do look forward to hearing that. Lee, thank you so much for telling us about that today.
Thanks very much, Amanda.
And if you want to jog your memory about some of the fabulous local people going above and beyond to do their bit for the environment, well, you could do a lot worse than checking out the podcast page of mix926.com and searching for Environment Matters. There's so many people there telling their stories and explaining what they are doing to help. And I'll make sure that as soon as the nominations contact details are available for the Ember Eco Awards, I'll share them on social media. So look out for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, Extinction Rebellion have promised that the big one, what they say is going to be a huge event in London from the 21st to the 24th of April, is going to be different. It's going to be law-abiding and peaceful, and I suppose the name gives it away. They want it to be big. In exchange for changing their ways, they want us to join in. I think I might need to know a little bit more than that. So let's ask local Extinction Rebellion member Stephen Marcus. Stephen, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. So Stephen, just to start with, could you explain to us what is the purpose of the big one? What's the message that Extinction Rebellion are hoping to send, and to whom?
Yeah, the message that Extinction Rebellion want to send is to get the government to tell the truth about the climate and ecological emergency, to act now on it, and for citizens to decide together. But the more recent demand is for there to be an immediate end to all new fossil fuel licences.
Okay, so we're quite clear on that then. Now, Extinction Rebellion say that this protest is going to be different. There's going to be no glue, no disruption, no throwing soup. What's your feeling about this? Is the message being reinforced by organising groups? And is the message coming through loud and clear to you that this is going to be different?
Yeah, I'm certainly clear, and I hope other people are clear that this is different. And the police have agreed that, you know, that this protest should go ahead and that we have the right to protest. There are lots of other organisations who have agreed to take part in this lawful and legal demonstration. So, yeah, this is different, and Extinction Rebellion people are clear that we're not there to glue on or to lock on, but this is to have the force of numbers to show the government that so many people care about a future for our children and care about the climate and, yeah, for our future.
Okay. And actually the organising body is working with the police on this to ensure that they have the cooperation and it is going to be done in an
yes.
awful way.
Yeah, Extinction Rebellion have cooperated with the police, and the police have said there shouldn't be any surprises for people. So this is a peaceful demonstration and it has the support of the police. So people shouldn't need to worry about police tactics. It has all been agreed in advance.
Okay. Well, that I imagine will be reassuring for people. And why this change in tactics?
I suppose it wasn't, not that it was me who was doing it, but one of the principles of Extinction Rebellion is to reflect and learn. And so whilst it might be nice for people in Extinction Rebellion to do the same thing, there wouldn't be much point in that. And having seen that it would be important to engage as many people as possible, I think Extinction Rebellion very wisely decided to change tactics and to try and bring as many people in as possible. And I'm very pleased that so many other organisations have agreed to join in with this protest.
Okay. Could you tell us who some of those other groups are?
Sure. Greenpeace, Friends of the Earth, Patagonia, who make the outdoor clothing, the PCS Union, Mums for Lungs, Green Christians and Quakers. Those are just some of the many organisations who've agreed to support this action.
Okay, so really quite a diverse group of organisations who are supporting this here.
Yes.
So the big one runs from the 21st to the 24th of April. So it's over 4 days. Can you tell us what's going to be happening over those 4 days?
Sure. Yeah, so on the Friday, there are going to be people's pickets from 7 a.m. in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. And that isn't to stop people going into work, but it's just to go outside a lot of the departments of government and to show them, you know, how much we care about the future of the planet. And then at 2:30, the climate choir, you know, hundreds of people will be singing in Parliament Square. And 3 p.m. will be the opening event in Parliament. That's all on the Friday. On the Saturday, there's a biodiversity procession, which will be the focus of that day. And on Sunday, we'll be connecting with the people who are attending the marathon. So that's all been organised with the marathon organisers as well. So we'll be, yeah, just doing outreach with those people. On a Monday, there'll be at 1 o'clock a march to end fossil fuels. But throughout the 4 days, there'll be, you know, times when people can just go up and there'll be lots of different speakers and singing and lots of chances to explore with other people and discuss with other people what we think would be helpful.
When you're talking about it there and you're talking about the people's choir, this actually sounds quite fun.
Oh, absolutely. This is hopefully going to be a really enjoyable action where people can get together with different people, as you say, of lots of diverse organisations and hopefully enjoy themselves.
Okay. And you're also saying that the Saturday in particular will be family friendly. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's going to be a biodiversity procession. People are welcome to, you know, to dress up if they want as an animal, but you don't have to. But, you know, that should be particularly good for people who want to take their children up. But even the rest of the time, it's all meant to be family friendly. And yeah, but that might be a particularly good time to take children up.
Okay. I know that some local Extinction Rebellion members are planning to be there for the whole 4 days, but for most people, they're going to be quite time constrained. Is it going to be worth them going along just for a couple of hours or something? Could that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just, even if you've got an hour to spare, just to go up and get a sense of what's going on. We're hoping to have 100,000 people, but however many thousands, I think it will be a very special atmosphere and something to that it will be exciting to be a part of.
Okay. And it's mainly based around Westminster, is that right?
It is. It's based around Westminster. There are quite a few areas, the different government departments spread out, but it's all based there. So if you go there, if you head there, then there'll be thousands of stewards who will be having all the information that you need to direct you where you want to go and to tell you what other possibilities are. So they'll be in pink high-vis jackets and they'll be able to help you. And there'll be lots of other people who'll be able to be friendly and to help you.
And Stephen, do you think it's important that we take part in this?
I do. I mean, I think that there are lots of ways that people might choose to act. But for this 4 days, I can't think of anywhere else I would be. And I think it will be, there won't have been another situation like this with so many different people coming together, So I think it's so important to show the government, you know, how much we care and how diverse a range of organisations care. And I think it will be very important to come for as much or as little of the time as you can.
Okay. So if people are listening and think, well, yeah, kind of interested, like to find out a little bit more, perhaps like to coordinate with other people going down, is there any way that we can find out more, keep in touch, coordinate a bit?
Sure. If you go onto the Extinction Rebellion website, it's just www.extinctionrebellion, then you can sign up to say you're going, and then you'll be sent information. But you'll be able to see on the website the updated list of things that are happening. So I would say that's a simple place to go to get up-to-date information.
Okay. And then perhaps following the local Extinction Rebellion, St. Albans Extinction Rebellion on social media, would you have information there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go onto our Extinction Rebellion Facebook site, then there'll be ways to get in touch and find out. There'll be people who are going up on the train on the first day. So you'll be able to go up on the train if you want to with other people. And yeah, that can be quite a nice way to join.
Indeed. Stephen, thank you so much for telling us about that.
You're very welcome, Amanda.
So that's Extinction Rebellion's The Big One, asking the government for action on the climate, down in Westminster from the 21st to the 24th of April. And as Stephen says, all the information is there on the Extinction Rebellion website, which will be kept up to date with things like speaker details as they become available. I just took a look on the website and there's loads of help there. What to do if you're going along by yourself, how to make a placard to take with you, and even how to make animal props so that you can really look the part if you're going down on the biodiversity procession, perhaps with children. So will you be going along, or if not, why not? Well, it's always good to hear from you. You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorth@mix926.com, or look out for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.